Hundreds of artists across Hawaii have been finishing stitches. They've been firing kilns, burnishing, buffing, photographing, and they've been filling out forms for the 2020 Hawaii Craftsman Show. Normally, it's a biggie, the state's largest statewide juried exhibition. This year, it's the debut exhibition in the new Downtown Arts Center. Chris Edwards is chair of the exhibition. Obviously, we had to check this space out. Well, the hard part is finding the Downtown Arts Center on the second floor of that pink fortress that is Chinatown Gateway Plaza, right there on Nu'uanu and Bethel. Once you get into the space, it opens up. Oh, gee, nice digs, Chris.
Oh, we're really excited about it. You know, it's been a long search for a space that is of the same size and quality of Linakona. And now that Linakona is not with us anymore, it's really great to have an alternative.
Even if you have to make it yourself.
Even if you have to make it yourself. Well, you only have to do that really once. And then once it's up and running, it's going to be up and running, and it's going to be great. It's a beautiful space. It's almost 3,000 square feet of open exhibition floor space. We've got pedestals and movable walls and a beautiful location downtown. It's going to revitalize the district. We're just really excited about it. You know, the long-term vision is to make this an art center. Similar to Linakona, it would have an exhibition space, spaces for workshops and classes, spaces for community groups to have their offices, as well as a gallery downstairs. The nice thing is there are no restrictions on sales here either.
How would Hawaii Craftsmen be involved?
Well, we're a charter member of this consortium that Sandy Pohl has put together for the Downtown Arts Center. We agreed to have some exhibitions here. We hope to move our offices here. And we're putting in a huge amount of sweat equity into the place. So we had a team of 25 people painting the space and fixing everything that we could find. Small groups in order to be socially distant with each other. But we did it safely and everybody's healthy. And it was fun. People were really craving physical contact and a project. I've been astounded by how much people have responded to this space and also to the Hawaii Craftsman exhibition. We had a record number of entries this year, over 450. I was not expecting that.
All across the islands?
From all across the islands. I think people are really excited about this new space. That's some of the feedback I got. Yes, let's support this. You know, this is important to our community. We need it. We're trying to revitalize this area and make it a place that is good for the arts.
And is there some idea that, you know, you've got 6 months to prove yourselves and then see what happens?
Yes, I think we do have. We're on notice. Yeah, the city really wants to see that we can perform and that we can put something together that's meaningful to the community and the downtown district as well.
So exciting. So, okay, the works that have come in so far, they're being juried by sort of slide, by image, by your juror.
That's correct. Yeah, the original plan, you know, Hawaii Craftsman, normally, in a normal year, we do in-person jurying. We're the last organization on the planet to actually bring a juror to Hawaii.
And
fly them to every island and have them look at work in person. We think that's important because three-dimensional work is very hard to judge from a photograph. Public programming is part of bringing the lecture here and exposing the Hawaii community to outside voices. This year, of course, that wasn't possible. So we're trying it online this year. We're still planning a physical exhibition. The jurying is going to be done online. Our juror is Susan Sarah Batten, who's the executive director at the San Jose Museum of Art. She has a history, actually, here in Hawaii. She was deputy director at the Honolulu Museum back in, I think, 2008. She's an artist herself, and she studied ceramics under Toshiko Takaezu when she was at Princeton. So she's just a great fit for us.
How much award money is on the line for this show?
We have over $6,000 of award money this year, which is amazing. Actually, a lot of that money just came out of the blue, too. In this time when everybody is struggling a little bit, I was totally surprised. The Garden Island Arts Council contacted me and said, we would like to offer some award money.
Yay, Carol.
Yeah. And Sharon Twig Smith also contacted me out of the blue and said she would like to put up a $1,000 award. So it's at the top tier of our awards for excellence.
What kind of sense are you getting from these artists who are sending work in, or that you've talked to, you know, who are Hawaii craftsmen people? I mean, what is life like?
My overall sense is that we're all in a bit of a fog. It's been a little hard for people to create new artwork, but they are starting to come out of that fog, is what I could tell from talking to people. So a lot of people I talked to were like, yeah, I haven't been making that much, but I did make this. And then, you know, it's this amazing thing. And I'm like, hey, you know, come on, enter that in the exhibition. And they're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
I was just going to ask you if you think the tourism reboot is going to affect this at all.
In terms of the arts, and especially for Hawaii craftsmen and arts on Oahu, the tourism industry, I don't think, affects us that much, except that hotels often place artwork in them. But you don't see a lot of, you know, serious artwork being bought by tourists. You know, the little stuff will sell, but the meaningful stuff is harder.
Well, that's what we usually see in Hawaii craftsman shows.
Meaningful stuff? Good, yeah.
Meaningful, well-made.
Yeah, and a big variety. That's my favorite thing. It's a variety of it. And also unknown artists. Mm. The best thing about a juried exhibition is that the juror is making choices without knowing who the artist is. So the work is judged just on what it is, how it speaks to them. And so, you know, we have some of Hawaii's best known artists mixed in with people that you've never heard of or have just started out. It gives everybody a chance. Once we get the space done, then we do intake and start on the installation. We'll only have, like, I think 4 days to do the installation. An exhibition like that has to run like clockwork. The time is very short because you want to give people as much time to do their work. Paying rent on a space is also expensive, so you want to turn things around as fast as you can.
So this is like an Ocean's 11 operation here. It's like Mission Impossible.
A little more sweat and a little less high technology. But yeah, we have well over 70 volunteers working on this exhibition. It's entirely created by the people that are in it. It warms my heart in difficult times to know that people can come together and make something like this happen. You know, it's wonderful.
Want to meet some of the people who are volunteering here?
We are still architecture student. Then we just try to, we get hired to design just the partition. But then because of the budget is really low, and then we also like thinking like this project is really meaningful. We want to make this happen, so we're like, okay, let's build it too. So.
Architects, you guys are just like that. Yeah. You know, you really are.
We love to design, so, and then when they have the opportunity to build, we're like, just do it.
Yeah. Those young architects, Mai Tran and Jeho Choi, and they have one other friend, they formed Kiowau Studio. And you know what they're about? Sustainable building materials for Hawaii, like hempcrete. How's that? And you know, we were talking with Chris Edwards, chair of this year's Hawaii Craftsman Exhibition. See it in person at the Downtown Arts Center or digitally online, October 24th through November 14th. There's parking in the building, by the way. We'll post a link with the program. This is The Conversation on statewide member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.